ho, ho. This is the Breaker.News podcast for December 24th, 2017. Welcome and Merry Christmas. I'm Bob Mackin, publisher of the Breaker.News. The Breaker is your source for news, opinion, and analysis about British Columbia issues and institutions. Let us stop the secrecy and unravel the spin. Later, I'll tell you how you can support The Breaker. On this episode, regular features such as the Is It Just Me commentary. Around the Rim, we'll look at headlines around the Pacific Rim. Cascadia Calling, headlines around the Pacific Northwest. The Big Deal feature, a special Christmas treat for you. And The Breaker will award a virtual Nanaimo bar to someone who made a difference this week. Now, is it just me? Is it just me, or do you wish that Christmas could last more than one day a year? Yeah, that sounds cliched. And I'm not talking about the decorations like the trees, the lights, and the stockings. The Christmas carols. Santa Claus, the presents, the eggnog, and the turkey feast. But in a world where conflict, chaos, and confusion abounds, we all want, we all need, to slow down and count our blessings. To be thankful for the intangibles that we have. The friendships and the families, near and far. The smiles and the laughter. It's a time to think and a time to act for those who are less fortunate. It's a time to cherish the small things in life, the things that are bigger than us. Whether it's the songbirds, the beauty of the sunrise or the sunset, the beauty of the stars and the moon, the knowledge that spring is coming. In the Northern Hemisphere, winter has just begun, but every day is closer to springtime. There is hope if you look for it. You know what? Christmas can last more than one day a year, but it's up to you and it's up to me to make it so, in our hearts and in our minds. Now it's time for Around the Rim on this special edition of the Breaker.News podcast for Christmas 2017. Where we go around the Pacific Rim looking at news headlines. First stop is Hong Kong's South China Morning Post, where Jane Lee reports that Hamleys is to open its largest store in Beijing just in time for Christmas. Founded in 1760 by William Hamleys in London, the company has 127 branches worldwide, including the store in Beijing's bustling Wangfujing shopping area. To bring Chinese children a happy Christmas in 2017, we came with many childhood wishes, the company said on its WeChat account. It was bought in 2015 by Hong Kong-listed Chinese footwear retailer C. Banner International Holdings for $153 million U.S. dollars, in a move described by the company as an important first step of the company's global branding strategies and its business diversification development plan. With a floor space of almost 11,000 square meters, it is double the size of Hamleys' London flagship store and spans five floors in one of Beijing's busiest shopping districts. Although China does not have a tradition of celebrating Christmas, the holiday has emerged as an occasion for Chinese and international companies, especially retailers, to cash in on the rising incomes of Chinese citizens. And we go down under to Australia, where ABC Radio Brisbane reports that seven Australians are rethinking Christmas tree traditions. Christmas isn't Christmas without a tree. Those of us who observe the Christian holiday often spend their hard-earned cash setting one up, decorating it with ornaments, and piling presents at its base every year. But not all trees are created equal. A handful of people have gone above and beyond in 2017 to bend the limits of creativity and at times part with tradition. ABC Radio Melbourne listeners Kiana and Emily say they will settle down in front of their stack of novels draped in lights on Christmas Eve. The best thing about ditching the traditional tree is not spending your first days of 2018 cleaning up mounds of real or fake pine needles. Brisbane snake catcher Stuart Lawler decked the boughs of his Christmas tree with snake skins, shed by his collection of reptiles. The snake lover collected 25 complete skins from pythons, death adders, taipans, and king brown snakes during the year to make the skin tinsel look complete. His creation was met with a mix of horror and intrigue when it was shared on ABC Brisbane's Facebook page. And finally, in Anchorage, Alaska, KTUU-TV reports that a teen from Africa finds a new home in Alaska. The holidays are all about family, and a 16-year-old from the African nation of Liberia is spending his first Christmas with his new family in Anchorage. His name is Samson, and his journey to Alaska is a tale of love, patience, and faith. The story began in January when pediatric nurse Lisa Friesen journeyed from her home in Anchorage to Liberia on a mission with the Children's Heart Project, a part of the Samaritan's Purse organization. Her assignment was to assess Samson's medical condition. He was born with a disease called neurofibromatosis that results in large tumors that had disfigured his face. Friesen said Samson's facial deformities created fear among many people in his small village. Friesen flew with him to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, to have surgery to try to remove the tumors. Surgery was a success. Friesen and her husband Tim decided to adopt Samson and bring him to Alaska to begin a new life. Samson's biological father passed away 4 years ago. His grandmother became his caregiver, but the Friesens said she was ill and prayed for years that someone would give Samson a home and a future. Samson returned to Liberia in May after recovering from surgery, and the Friesens began the adoption process. Lisa returned to Liberia in late August, and Tim joined her 3 weeks later. Once the adoption process was made final, Lisa and Tim Friesen and their newly adopted son Samson flew to Alaska in late September. Merry Christmas to Lisa and Tim Friesen and Samson. That's it for Around the Rim on this week's special edition of the Breaker.News podcast. Now it's time on this special Christmas edition of the Breaker.News podcast for Cascadia Calling, where we look at news headlines around the Pacific Northwest. First stop is Seattle, where King 5 reports the Stanley Cup returns 100 years after Seattle's title. The cup was spotted at 5th Avenue and University Street on December 21st. That's where the old arena once stood, which hosted the Seattle Metropolitans. The team won the cup in 1917. The city's name is engraved on the cup along with all the past winners and key players. The visit was organized by the Seattle Sports Commission and Paul Kim, who obtained the trademark rights to the Metropolitan's colors and name. Kim said that he's excited to educate people on the history of the franchise and the cup. The cup appeared later at City Hall with Mayor Jenny Durkin and a display of all the other Seattle championship trophies. The visit came weeks after the city and Oakview Group signed a Memorandum of Understanding for a $600 million renovation of Key Arena in hopes of attracting an NHL franchise to Seattle possibly as early as 2020. The Oregonian in Portland reports that the Mount Hood Railroad's Christmas train derails for a second time in a month. No one hurt. A scenic tourist train carrying families sipping on hot cocoa and listening to Christmas carols experienced a minor derailment December 21st near Hood River, the second time this month. One rail car in the Mount Hood Railroad's train to Christmastown derailed, according to the Hood River County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office said medics did not respond to a call notifying them at about 6:15 p.m. because they weren't needed. On December 1st, four cars in the train to Christmastown derailed, but that derailment was also considered minor because none of the cars flipped over and no one was injured. No one from Mount Hood Railroad responded to calls or emails seeking more information. Shelley Snow, a spokeswoman for the Oregon Department of Transportation, said federal rules don't require the Mount Hood Railroad to install the safety technology called positive train control, in part because the railroad operates so infrequently and its trains only travel at 10 to 15 miles per hour. On December 18th, an Amtrak train without positive train control derailed south of Tacoma, killing three people. Speed is suspected. In Fernie, BC, the Fernie Free Press reported that the Fernie Outdoor Rink officially opens. Excitement filled the air at the grand opening of the Fernie Outdoor Rink on December 21st. Hundreds of locals gathered together, dressed in their hockey gear, eager to test out the ice. Fernie Mayor Mary Giuliano thanked everyone for coming out to the grand opening of the outdoor rink. On October 17th, we experienced tragedy here in Fernie. We lost three important members of our community, of our family, and we were left heartbroken, said the mayor. However, seeing so many members of our Fernie community and extended community come together to create something new and special so as to allow our kids and youth to continue to skate and play hockey this winter, it's truly remarkable to see. Giuliano recognized the Calgary Flames Foundation for their generous donation of an outdoor arena package supplied by Canadian Arena Products, and for their further donation of funds for further costs incurred. She also sent a heartfelt thanks to many of the local businesses and individuals who donated their time. That's Cascadia Calling on this edition of the Breaker.News podcast. It's called A Visit from St. Nicholas, but you probably know it better as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. The classic poem from 1823 by Clement Clark Moore, but some say it was really written by Henry Livingston Jr. With apologies to one or both of them, and maybe to you, the listener, we now present the British Columbia 2017 version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas on the Breaker.News podcast. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through sight see, not a creature was stirring, not even a bee. There were no workers, not one, I swear, all back to Spain and Seoul and Fort Mac, that's where. They'll return soon wearing new threads, because dollar signs now dance in their heads. Meanwhile in Victoria, Premier John Horgan, that chap, to opposition he sent Clark and Coleman and even John Yap. Standing in the West Annex, he heard a shatter. A pebble through the glass, he said, what's the matter? Oh, it's Andrew Weaver, he's so brash. The Green leader exclaimed, Horgan, that dam is balderdash. But I won't go north and block a backhoe while together we challenge the status quo. Vote for proportional rep by the end of next year, then let's watch rugby and raise a beer. Meanwhile, the Liberals count sleeps until they pick the successor to Christie, the head of the Clark clique. After 16 years in power, she gets the blame for losing touch with voters and that arrogant campaign. Now Wilkinson, now DeYoung, now Lee and Stone, on Sullivan, on Watts, hold the phone. There's a vote on the eve of Super Bowl football. Will a clone speech supporter or ex-Tory MP take it all? Meanwhile, in his penthouse so high, Mayor Moonbeam cursed a gadfly. I lost the transit vote. I lost the mayor's council and wanting to. They say if I stay, I'll lose the 2018 election too. Without Jeff Meggs, I'm not bulletproof. Visionistas went to Victoria and Reimer's quitting. Poof! He looked in the mirror, combed his hair and frowned. I want the Senate. I want the UN. I'd even be down with a new job in Paris or Cape Town. What can I do if I stay put? My reign is tarnished in ashes and soot. I really wish Mike McGee would come back. So many policies we could backtrack. Should I call ex-Mayor Campbell my endorser Larry? Or Bob Rennie, the condo king, on his BlackBerry? If I don't get a job from Justin Trudeau, I'll just pack my bag. To Hollyhock, I'll go. Get my comb, a brush for my teeth. I'll meditate, I'll paint, I'll fashion a wreath. Live off the grid with no telly. Eat beans and peanut butter and jelly. Clear the table, mind the desk, raid the bookshelf. Why, if it's not Joel Solomon himself? Get some organic juice and brown bread. Go ride in the bike lane. That's what he said. I'm on the UBC board now. Ain't that a perk? Quit soon or you'll lose to Y Young or a clerk. Consider the cons, they outnumber the pros. Stratcom's polling, you won't like what it shows. You're on the defensive, the city's so expensive. Your donors built towers while you found coops for chickens. But the downtown east side, it's like a story by Dickens. Then he sprang to his Moby Go bike and gave Gregor a whistle. Don't end up like Christie, she got dismissal. Then he exclaimed and drove out of sight. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Every week we end the Breaker.News podcast on a tasty note by awarding the goodness of a virtual Nanaimo bar to a deserving person or group that has made a difference. This week, British Columbia's favorite dessert bar goes virtually to you. Yes, you. Whether this is your first time listening to the Breaker.News podcast, or you've read every story on the website, thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Without you, this would be a waste of time. As the Breaker.News reaches its first anniversary on January 1st, I hope that you have learned more about the issues and institutions and the people who influence British Columbia. And maybe you've had a chuckle along the way. Please join us in 2018. Tell your friends, and as I like to say, tell your enemies too. With your help, I hope to buy everyone a real Nanaimo bar someday. And you can nominate someone for a virtual Nanaimo bar too. Send us an email to bob@thebreaker.news. Well, that's it for the special Christmas edition of the Breaker.News podcast. I'm Bob Mackin. Thanks for joining me. Send me your feedback. Send me your story ideas. You can email them to bob@thebreaker.news. That's bob@thebreaker.news. Bookmark thebreaker.news. You can also find us at thebreaker.ca. Sign up for the email newsletter and get updates to your inbox. For news as it happens, follow The Breaker News on Twitter and visit thebreaker.news on Facebook. Again, that's The Breaker News on Twitter and on Facebook, thebreaker.news. You can support The Breaker for as low as $2 a month. Be like Quan Lee of Vancouver, who is at the $50 Muckraker category. Thank you, Quan. For more information, go to patreon.com/thebreakernews. That's patreon.com/thebreakernews. Have yourself a Merry Christmas. Peace on Earth and all those good things to you and the ones you love.